Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via Internet, thank you. And those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Now, the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, say hello to me, and say whatever's on your mind, and or whatever, okay? Now, those that are listening via Internet, if you are on my show page right now, look towards the middle of the page. You should see an icon there that says follow this show. If you click on that icon, you can set up as a email reminder, or you can get it sent to your mobile device as far as to remind you when I'm having a an episode or a show or whatever you want to call it. It'll let you know about a half hour before the show starts. That way you won't miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? Also, somewhere on the show page toward the bottom right-hand corner, there's a message box there, and you can send me a message there. You let me know how you like the show, how you don't like the show, some things you may want to hear on the show, some when you may want to hear on the show, and I'll try to accommodate you, okay? Now, you can follow me on the show. I promote the show on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the search box and type in 1982 Astros Alumni. And send a friend request there, and I'll confirm you as a friend. That way you can get notifications via Facebook when I'm having a show or an episode. And you can also follow me on Facebook on my personal page. Type in the search box there. Type Franklin Williams in the search box, and I should come up and send me a friend request. And I'll confirm you as a friend there as well. Okay? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, 818-301-5834. I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. You can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs, please give her a call. All right. And again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I had a great show on yesterday, and I'm going to have a great show today. The call-in number again is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is entitled The Child Molester Jerry Sandusky. I know you guys have been hearing on the news everything. Wait, before I get into that, let me do one thing. You know, I also, today, just before I got on the show, I saw an article, and it's on Yahoo, it's in Yahoo News, about a middle-aged woman, approximately 58 years old, that was working for an Acura dealership in Pennsylvania. Not in the big upper class neighborhood, but in kind of middle class suburb of Pittsburgh. Now, she was convicted today of systematically, they call it, stealing for 7 years. She'd been stealing from the dealership for 7 years. She stole over $10 million. Now, she's been stealing this money over the past 7 years, and it amounts to about $4,000 a day that she's been stealing. I don't know how the dealership didn't pick up on this. For 7 years, she's been stealing this money, and evidently they don't have good accountants or whatever that come in and check their books or even audit their books periodically or what have you, because I guarantee you, though, that they're going to have people coming in now auditing their books, or they'll have an internal person that's auditing their books, or a couple of people audit for the auditor that comes in and check their books. I guarantee you they will now after this has happened. Now, this lady, And this is another demonstration, I believe, And it's not government or anything like that. It's a privately owned dealership. It's not government or anything like that. But it's another example of people raping the system. People, you know, I did a show about the rape of America. This is another example of the rape of the system. She's raping her bosses, her, you know, the dealership, raping them. She was raping these people. $4,000 a day, I believe, is rape. Now, before I get into our the show's topic today, I'm just going to let you know, she has to do 78 months in prison. How long is that? 2 years is 24 months, so 4 years is 48 months. Wow. She got seven years, maybe 6 years. 6 times 2 is 12. Anyway, at least 6 years. She got 6 years and something prison time. And she got 3 years of probation, and she's been ordered to pay restitution of $10,349,000. You know, and that's she's in trouble. So by the time she gets out of jail, she'll be what, 65 years old, 66 years old, and owing $10 million. She'll never recover. Anyway. Just some of the things she was doing here. She had $715,000 in commercial airfare, $600,000 for lodging. She paid $52,500 for 6 club level tickets to the 2011 Super Bowl in Dallas. I mean, she paid $11,000 for a dinner with Kevin Spacey. Yeah, that's just sick, you know. That's really sick. Not only on her part, but I also blame the dealership for not having any kind of system in place to catch that kind of stuff. But whatever. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. Now, back to the show. And the title of today's show is The Child Molester, Jerry Sandusky. Now, I'm going to try and break down a little bit the trial of Sandusky and how he abused these young boys for years. It's a couple of things here. In today's the case today, the defense rested their case today. The prosecution rested their case a couple of days ago, and then today the defense rests their case. So now the jury's got to come back with a guilty verdict. And he never did get on the stand. They were talking about him getting on the stand and telling his side of the story, but he never did get on the stands. And to have all these kids, and these weren't even the all the kids that he had relations with. This just like 8 or 10 of them. And then the first one, and this is a breakdown of the victims. You know, they just referred to them as victims 1 through 10, and their abuse against the former Penn State football coach. Yeah. Victim 1 says that Sandusky allegedly fondled him and performed oral sex on him multiple times in his home and state college hotels. The victim number 1 was 11 to 15 years old at the time. And after they found out that he was doing this, they barred him from coming to the little boy's school. But so he was performing oral sex on this 11-year-old boy. I mean, I don't know about you, but me, I can't understand what he would get out of that. That's somebody that's sick, and he needs to be in jail. He needs to go to jail and perform. He can perform all the oral sex he wants in jail on some of the guys that are in jail. Now, they'll enjoy it, and they won't tell on him. And so, that's what he's headed for. I believe he's going to get a lot of time in jail. He's got 52 counts against him. I don't think, even if he get off on 40 of them, still those other 12 going to put him in jail probably for the rest of his life. Victim two is a boy of about 10 that a graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie, that was the guy at that was one of the coaches at Penn State. He was a graduate assistant, Mike McQuarrie. It said he was being attacked by Sandusky in the team showers in February 2001. And investigators not been able to determine the boy's identity. McQuarrie reported what he saw at the head coach Joe Paterno, and Paterno's handling of it contributed to the University Board of Trustees' decision to fire him shortly after Sandusky was arrested in November. Involuntary, deviant sexual intercourse, indecent assault, unlawful contact with the minor, corruption of minors, endangering a child's welfare. That was the count against him on victim number two. Victim number three, Sandusky hugged him in the shower and fondled him. He testified in court Thursday. And the boy was 12 to 14 years old at the time, and he was at Sandusky's home and in the team showers. Number three is going to get indecent assault, unlawful contact with a minor, corruption of minors, endangering a child's welfare. I think that's pretty much on all these victims. Victim number four says Sandusky is accused of repeated involuntary deviate sexual intercourse. I don't know what that means, deviate sexual intercourse. I got to find out what that means. And prosecutors say, my secretary here, can you look up deviate, D-E-V-I-A-T-E? I'm trying to figure out what involuntary deviate sexual intercourse is. And prosecutors say that more than 50 alleged incidents occurred between 96 and 2000 at Sandusky home, hotels, D-E-V-I-A-T-E. Hotels and university facilities when the boy was 12 to 17 years old. Now this victim number four also traveled with the Sandusky family to bowl games in Texas and Florida. Now, he got three counts: aggravated indecent assault, unlawful contact with a minor, corruption of minors, endangering a child's welfare. Victim number five say Sandusky put his hand on the boy's leg while in a car. They showered together, and he placed the boy's hand on his genitals, according to his testimony in court, while he was 12 or 13 years old. Guys, if you want to call into the show, 818-301-5833. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. If you're just joining the show, I'm on the topic is a child molester, Jerry Sandusky. I'm on victim number 6. And so victim number 6 says, while showering together in May 1998, he testified that Sandusky grabbed him and said, I'm going to squeeze your guts out. And that the ex-coach said he was the tickle muster. The boy's mother complained when he came home with wet hair, prompting a police investigation at the time that did not result in charges. The boy was 11. And they're trying to get him for indecent assault, unlawful contact with a minor, corruption of minors, endangering the child's welfare for victim number 6. Now, victim number 7 said that they showered together and Sandusky bear hugged him in 95 and 96, rubbed the boy's nipples, and put his hands down the waistband of the boy's pants. And he was 9 to 11 years old at that time. The man said on the stand that he now has an aversion to chest hair because of his contact with a sometimes shirtless Sandusky. Woo! This guy, he is sick. Now, let's see. Victim 8. He was about 11 to 13 years old. He was seen in late November 2000 by a university janitor, allegedly being subjected to sexual abuse by Sandusky in the team showers. The janitor now has dementia and is not available to testify, but a coworker told jurors what the janitor told him. The boy has not been identified by investigators. Involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. Did we find what deviant was? What? When they deviant sexual intercourse means that when a child is under 13 and the sexual assault causes him bodily harm. So, and it also said it may be done when someone's unaware or unconscious or, you know, what I think about, they may be sleeping, and then this guy try to poke you with something while you sleep. He just sick. So that means that he hurt the kids that when he had sexual intercourse with them. Deviant sexual intercourse. So that's sick too, but somebody's gonna hurt him when he get to prison. I guarantee you that. Victim 9. Victim 9 was part of a second set of charges. Now he's 18. He testified that he was sexually abused by Sandusky at the Sandusky home, where he spent more than 100 nights in a room in the basement that had a water bed. He testified that he was subjected to forced oral and anal sex and screamed for help. He testified that he was subjected to forced oral and anal sex and screamed for help. He was also abused in a state college hotel and other locations between 2005 and 2008, according to prosecutors. He was 12 to 15 years old at the time. involuntary deviant sexual intercourse. He got 2 counts with victim 9 and all the other stuff, corruption of manners, endangered child welfare. Victim 10 is part of the second set of charges. The boy was a foster child, said he was subjected to sexual abuse in 1998 and 1999 when he was about 11. He testified and claimed that Sandusky said he'd never see his family again if he said anything. And he got 2 counts of that involuntary deviant sexual intercourse with victim 10. So if they're 16 and the person is at least 4 years older, that makes it deviant sexual assault as well. And my thing, what stands out with me with deviant sexual intercourse is that it hurt the kids. You know, so he was having anal sex with these boys and hurting them at the same time. You know, my thing is that why do you want to have that kind of sex with these little young boys when you got all these women out here that say, hey, you know, give me a few dollars and you can do whatever you want to me. I don't care if you say, you know, whatever you want. They'll do it if you pay them. He was a big-time football coach at Penn State. I know he was making some money. So why didn't he just go out and find him a lady of the night? Instead of grabbing these little young boys. That's just sick. And then not only was he, touching and licking on them and sucking on them, but he was making them touch and lick and suck on him. That's just sick as well. Again, like I said, he can go out and pay a lady of the night, take her wherever he wants to, and do whatever he want to do with her, you know, and be done with it and go on about his way. But he had to get these little young boys, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and just ruin them for life. I believe each one of these victims are pretty much ruined for life. I'm sure that they got some kind of relief, if you want to call it relief, by being able to come to court and tell what happened now. I'm sure they got some kind of relief by being able to do that, but it's still going to haunt them for the rest of their lives, and a jury cannot overlook that. I believe he's going to get a lot of time in prison, and he's going to be able to have all the sex he want to in prison. So get ready for it, Sandusky. It's coming, brother. It's coming. But I think it's going to be a little bit rougher in prison than it was with the 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. They're going to be a little bit rougher on you. But you could probably handle it. And I don't think you'll have the I don't think they'll give you the cowardness of a belt or something like that to hang yourself in prison. So you're going to have to deal with this for a long, long time. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to the show. I got about 20 seconds left in the show. Again, I do appreciate you listening to the show. Join me again on tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours for the show. Have a great evening, guys. And have a great day tomorrow at work. Take care and God bless you. Apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet.
things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time.